Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See the girl, Bridget Jo?
Stop over behind the station.
Holiday, you coming?
Yeah, just taking in the mountains. They're so beautiful. I've only seen pictures in books.
Of the Andes? We were here a couple of years ago. You reacted the same exact way.
Well, memory or not, I guess I'm still me.
Enough sightseeing. Let's go. The train will be here soon.
Is he always this tense on missions?
Have you met him? He's always this tense, always. You feeling okay, H?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know, this is fun. Except, I still don't understand why we're here exactly.
We're here because the train should arrive in about 4 minutes. On it is some woman named Genevieve who is carrying a microchip that Whittier Corp wants. And we have to stop them from getting it.
But what's on the chip that we need so bad?
We don't need it. We don't need anything. The point is that Angelica Graves needs it.
And if she wants something, we don't let her have it. Make sense?
It does, actually.
Everyone know what to do once the train stops.
I sneak on board and create a distraction.
I'll locate this Genevieve woman and strike up a conversation.
I'll race through and grab the chip.
Holiday?
I hack into the train's guidance system so it stays put as long as we need it to, and then I send it on its way before they even realize that we were there. That even sounds cool.
That's because it is. We are. When you're with us, we're unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Welcome back to the team, H.
That's all right. Ready, Holiday?
Let's do this.
Cyrus?
Brinley, ow!
Did you just hit your head on your locker door? I thought only kids in movies did that.
Doesn't hurt or anything. I gotta go. Can't be late.
Don't you have gym now?
Yeah.
You're so mad at me, you're rushing to gym?
Not everything is about you, Brinley. Some girls in class knew Casey, so maybe they know something. Later.
I know something. About Casey.
You're the last person I want to talk to
about— I saw Angelica Graves.
You what?
I went to go talk to her, woman to woman. See what I could find out.
You shouldn't have done that.
Okay, one, you're not the boss of me. And two, wait, what was one again? You got me all flustered.
Why did you go to Whittier Corp? That was really stupid.
Stupid? Selfish and bratty? Fine. Two-faced? Great. I'll take those. But stupid? How dare you?
Yeah, stupid. Angelica kidnapped us. If anything had happened to you...
You're worried about me?
Why do I even bother with you?
Do you want to know what she said or not?
No. Yes.
Casey's... She's alive. So, you know, yay, or whatever, but we're never going to see her again.
What?
Angelica, she had her transferred out of the country for good. We can't get to her.
How do I even know this is true?
I don't know. I mean, Angelica said things—
No one asked you to go over there. How is this any of your business?
It's my business because it's your business and we're a team.
The kind of team where you make fun of me at school and are only nice when nobody else is around.
No, I... Why do I bother? Angelica was right. I'm never going to help you again, Sinus.
Wait, Angelica was right about what?
If I may interrupt...
Miss Castellano.
Hi, Mrs. Castellano.
Miss Pasternak, I need to see you in the guidance office.
Why do I need to see a guidance counselor? He was the one yelling at me. I was just trying to help.
You're not in trouble? Brinley, we should speak in private. If you'll just come with me,
Whatever you want to say to me, you can say it in front of him.
It's about your father. There was an accident at the oil rig.
But Mom!
No buts, Birdie.
You can't seriously be that mad that I just want to spend some quality time with you. I mean, doesn't every mom wish their kids would think that they have a cool job? Well, now I do.
You're supposed to be at school, but what did you do instead?
Stowed away in your car like Holiday and Cyrus taught me? Hashtag best siblings ever.
I may never forgive them for teaching you that little trick.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a you problem. Like, fool you once, shame on them. Fool you twice.
And you're grounded. As soon as this meeting is over, I'm taking you to school.
Oh, there's another meeting?
Good. Monica, you're here. Oh, I didn't realize it was take your daughter to work day. Again. Have a seat. Our team is already in play in South America.
Angelica, do you have our coordinates?
Yes, Magnus. You'll be pulling into the station momentarily. Are you prepared?
Ooh, are they going to get the microchip? Or maybe Holiday and the four will show up to stop them?
The team is poised to intercept the target.
It's like watching a movie with no pictures.
I can have Birdie sit outside if she's a distraction, Angelica.
Nonsense. Dr. Whittier made it clear we're all a team now. Plus, I believe we have a vested interest here.
Wow. Maleficent was nice to me.
I know. It scares me a little. Something's up.
Magnus, status.
Pulling into the station.
Any sign of the four, Angelica?
No questions right now. Magnus, is the team in formation?
Affirmative.
What is this team? How many of them are there?
Tell them to be prepared for an assault. The four are reunited. Remember how dangerous they can be.
She didn't hear you, Mom.
Oh, she heard me. Angelica, who is this team with Magnus?
Child catchers, be ready.
Child catchers? But why would they go on this kind of mission?
Magnus, any sign?
Not yet, but I'm getting a feeling.
Angelica, I asked you a question. Take off that headset and tell me what's going on.
Give me that headset back, Monica, or I'm calling security.
Something's happening. Formation at the back of the train.
There is no Genevieve Reardon, is there? No microchip. They don't exist.
I don't understand. What about the mission?
There was no mission.
Oh, the child catchers have a mission.
Child catchers? That means this whole thing is...
It's a trap, Birdie. A trap to capture Holiday.
The train is pulling into the station.
Time to go. Hoverboard set.
Holiday, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, this is what I was made to do.
Hi, this is Ava DeMary, and I play Brinley in 6 minutes. For more great podcasts, check out gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.